Hello, my name's Keith Varnish. I'm a freelance journalist. I wonder if I could speak to someone in your press office about the environmental performance of Asda.
Okay, I'll put you through. One second.
Thank you. Oh, hello. My name's Keith Varnish. I'm a freelance journalist. I wondered if I could speak to someone regarding the environmental performance of Asda. I'm looking at your sustainability web pages, but I can't find any information about your emissions.
If you can send an email with the information that you need, and I'll pass it on to the press officer today, and they can have a look into that for you, if that's all right.
Okay, are you not aware of the emissions being published anywhere, or do you know?
I'm sure that they are somewhere, but I think it's easy to do it this way because I know if we can get the information that you need.
Well, I'm more interested in knowing if that information is publicly available. I don't particularly need to know the information myself. I just want to know whether Asda are disclosing that information.
Whether we'd have it on a site somewhere, but obviously if you're writing it up for a story, then I can get that information for you.
Okay, is there anyone there who I can speak to?
As I said before, the best way to do it is to send through an email, and then I can pass it on to the press officer who's on today.
Okay, why can't I speak to someone?
Well, the press officer that's on today isn't at a desk right now, and usually the procedure is to fill out just like a kind of press request, and then we'll just put it to the press officer and they'll get the information for you.
Right. Okay, then, I'll do that.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, and thanks for calling the Asda service team. There's just 5 options to choose from, so go ahead and make your choice using your phone's keypad. Just before we put you through to a colleague, we need to let you know that we might record or monitor your calls and may use your details again to contact you for colleague training purposes. Only to make sure we have given you the best service. If you need to know anything about your gift card, just press 1. If you've seen a product you like and want to know which store stocked the item, it's 2. If you need to find out anything about our stores, our products, or to request information, press 3. If you'd like to talk to us about an electrical product you've bought from Asda, then it's 4. If you want to let us know about an experience you've... For any information about our stores, press 1. If you'd like lists or safety data sheets, then it's 2. Choose 3 if you need to know about our policies or would like any other...
Oh, hello. I'm an Asda customer, and I'm becoming more concerned about the environment. And I was just looking around your website, trying to find some information about your environmental policies, and I can't find anywhere that shows what your carbon emissions are.
About the carbon emissions. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's carbon emissions, yes.
Got anything? Can you give me your name, please?
No, that's not necessary, is it? I'm just a customer.
No problem. Okay, let me transfer you to our service team. Do you mind holding a minute?
Okay.
Thank you.
I suspect that's not a British call centre. It's a British company, then. Thank you.
Thank you so much for holding. I've just spoken to Pauline at the service team.
Mm-hmm.
She said we don't have any policy regarding the carbon machine.
Sorry, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Are you based in the UK?
No, we're in South Africa.
Right, so, but as for a British company, I'd like to speak to someone who is actually at the head office.
I can give you the direct telephone number, or just transfer the call again, if you can hold.
Yeah, if you could do that, okay.
And I'll give you the direct number, can mm-hmm. I give it to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give you the number shortly. Get hold. Okay, the direct number is 0113-241-9833.
Okay.
Do you mind holding? I'm going to try to
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good transfer. Cut me off. Hello, I've just been given your number because the customer service number couldn't give me any information about your carbon emissions. I'm just a customer trying to find some information because I'm getting concerned about the environment.
Right.
But apparently they were in South Africa, I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any information.
Right, I see. Right, well, was it you were basically trying to find out the carbon emissions?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find... Just because I'm just interested to see if you've got this scheme, Green Schools Scheme, and on your website there's lots of information about what it says. It says at the top, people, prices, planet. So I'm guessing that you're quite concerned about the environment.
Yeah, that's something we do. Try to cut back on things that will help towards that. Yeah.
But the best way for me to make a decision about of whether I want to use Asda to have some facts, but there don't seem to be any facts on the website. I can't find what the carbon emissions are.
Right, I see. Right, so if I've got any more information, I'll
okay.
Hold on a second,
I'll
just get
any more
information. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, this is fun. And 13 minutes so far. I still haven't got any information.
Sorry about the work there. Just try to gather up some information on this for you. We don't actually have that information to hand as to how much we do use.
Oh.
As a company, though, we are like in the top 10 of like retailers who are, you know, cutting back, you know, like with the environment.
Yeah, but how do I know that? I have to take your word for that because I've got no figures.
Yeah.
How do I know you're better than Sainsbury's in terms of your emissions per store or per purchase or whatever?
We don't have access to any information like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The only thing that
considering you're doing this school scheme, I mean, you want to be setting a good example, really.
Yeah, I'm sorry that, you know, I can't help you any further with that. The only information that we do have to like hand is, you know, that we, you know, do find out from like market research is that we are, you know, in like the top 10 of stores, like to be more eco-friendly.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, yeah. The market research means that's just perception, though.
Yeah.
And that's not, there's no facts at all there. I mean, that's, do you think, I mean, that, the more green you put on a logo, I mean, the Asda logo is green.
Yeah.
So straight away people think, ooh, green company.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just concerned that I can't find these figures anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware that a couple of weeks ago there's something called the Carbon Disclosure Project, which revealed the different companies that submitted all their emissions. But I couldn't find Asda's details on there either. Because I'm doing this quite seriously because it's something that I'm really concerned about.
Yeah. I have you know, we do have like other bits of information, like you know, we do have like at the moment we've got two like eco-friendly stores that are like known to, like new stores that are known to be eco-friendly. Everything in the stores is, you know, eco-friendly boilers, bags, everything like that. That's all the stores do have in them.
What about the produce?
And like the produce for the package, it's like
I mean the actual produce itself. I mean, is that all local then?
Some of it can be local, yeah. It depends on what products they are there.
I presume you don't sell any electrical goods that are made in China, then, either, in those stores? Because they won't be eco-friendly.
Probably not, no, because our buying teams do look at, like, you know, much more cost-effective ways to, like, look after, like, the environment and, like, where the goods do actually come from. So they always do look at ways to, like, try to cut back on things like that. That is what they're told to do. But in terms of, like, any more information, I can't, you know, see anything else in our system, you know, that would be able to help you there.
Okay.
The only thing that I could suggest is if you wrote into us, maybe.
It's just too much. It just seems like such an effort.
Yeah.
To find this kind of information. I mean, it should be out there.
Yeah. It's like, I'm a bit puzzled about who would have to speak to, you know, regarding this, as I'm not personally sure whether anyone, you know, here.
I mean, what about someone in, I don't like the term corporate social responsibility, but I presume there's a team that do that.
Probably will be a team somewhere. Let's have a look at our directory and see if we can find
that
might, you know, come up to any kind of relevance. One moment. So can I state your name, please?
Yeah, just Keith.
Sorry, let's have a look at it now. I'm sorry, I'm just having a bit of virtual finding out any more information on here. It's like I'm just trying to look at, you know, the environment part on the website, and it's not actually letting me access that for some reason there.
Do you not have an internal... Do you not have, like, an intranet or something?
We do sort of have, like an internal, like, server thing, yeah. But for any information like this, it is normally put on our website, then. I'm just trying to, like, try and get into the environment section, which I think...
Oh, well, I've looked at all that, and I can't find anything at all. I thought you were looking at some kind of internal directory.
Oh, that's what I've been looking at as well, and I'm still having trouble finding anything on there, even, to see if this might be any relevance to...
I'm guessing you're... Well, I mean, I'm guessing you're at the head office.
We are, yes.
Yeah, just by your accent. But I can't... Yeah, I mean, it's just like, if you can't find it, then there's no chance of me finding it. I'm going to sort of give it up as a bad job, really. I mean, I'm not happy with this, and I'm not going to be going to ASDA if I can't find this information.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I can't be, you know, much more help to you there. You know, we don't hold, you know, that kind of information on our systems at all, you know, about... carbon emissions or anything like that.
It's the single most important environmental measure.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, if there's only one piece of information a company had about their environmental performance, it would be carbon emissions, because that's the single most important thing that's changing the planet at the moment.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre. Oh, well, if you can just make a point and tell someone that this is sort of missing.
Yeah.
And that's all I can do, really.
Yeah. So I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
No problem.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Bye.